Tahiri had not seen that detail in the reports.
That's what II reports,
Reg said, using the common acronym for Imperial Intelligence.
And everything certainly points in that direction, but the reports haven't been confirmed.
Of course not, Jagged said. Otherwise, those scientists would all be under arrest. He turned to Tahiri. These would be the same scientists who developed the nanovirus strain that Admiral Atoka released into Mandalore's atmosphere.
Then I think we know the identity of the Mandalorian on Hagamore 3, Tahiri said. And if that's where Boba Fett is, it's as good a place as any to start looking. If I can pick up his trail, maybe I'll be able to trace it, or him, back to Abeloth's hiding place.
Then you'll be going to Hagamore 3? Reg asked. To find Boba Fett, so you can use him to find Abeloth?
His expression was equal parts disbelief and respect. Tahiri nodded.
So it seems, she said, if you'll return my lightsaber.
Of course, Prisoner Vela, Reg said.
For the first time since Tahiri had met him, he gave her a broad smile.
Quite honestly, I can say that returning your lightsaber will be my great pleasure.
Thanks, I think,
Tahiri said. She turned to Jagged.
And assuming I find her?
I don't care about Fett one way or another, but do whatever it takes to stop Abeloth, Jagged said. I'll assign you a frigate with my full authorization to use it however you must.
Tahiri cocked her brow.
As in vapor?
Back to her atoms, Jag said. All I ask is that you do what you can to limit collateral loss of life.
Of course, Tahiri replied. And thank you for trusting me with something like that.
We all want Abeloth destroyed, Prisoner Vela. And if you succeed, you'll have a pardon for any and all crimes against the Empire.
Jag had turned to look at Reg.
Is that acceptable, Admiral Reg?
Reg's brow rose in surprise.
I'm grateful that you would ask, Head of State.
He fell silent and regarded Tahiri for a moment, then finally said,
Fett and Abeloth? If she survives that, I'd sign the pardon myself.
Jagged smiled.
Thank you, Admiral, he said. And if you should happen to become the next Head of State, I'll expect you to honor your word.
Reg's smirk turned worried.
Sir?
My trap, Jagged said.
Prisoner Vela hasn't explained your part in it yet. Reg looked back to Tahiri, who quickly looked back to Jagged.
You want me to explain this? She asked. You're sure?
Who better?
Jagged turned to D'Jor.
Unless you would care to enlighten the Admiral Commodore.
D'Jor frowned, then said,
I'd be happy to, Head of State. If I had the slightest idea what you're thinking.
Jagged shook his head in mock disappointment.
This is going to be harder than I thought. Imperials clearly have no idea how democracy works.
He flicked a hand toward Tahiri.
I'm afraid you'll have to do it, Prisoner Vela.
Very well, Head of State.
Tahiri faced Reg and returned the cruel smile he had given her earlier.
Admiral Reg, you're going to be what's known as a spoiler.
Reg frowned.
A spoiler?
He looked at Jagged.
What am I to spoil?
Dala's chances of winning the election, of course,
Jagged explained.
You're about to become the third candidate in the race to become the Imperial Head of State.
D'Jor's eyes lit with comprehension.
Of course. An admiral against an admiral, she said. You intend to split the military vote.
Very good, Jagged said. We might make a political advisor of you yet.
Reg scowled, looking none too happy about the prospect of running against his superior officer.
I'm sorry, Head of State. Are you ordering me to enter the election against you?
Jagged turned and leaned away from the Admiral.
Do I need to?
No.
Reg replied, looking more confused than ever.
I'm happy to serve the Empire in any way I can, sir.
Good.
Jagged smiled and stood, then clapped a hand on Reg's shoulder.
You have no idea how happy I am to hear you say that, Admiral.